The West Australian town of Yarloop has reopened to the public 7 months after it was razed to the ground by fire. Much of the community still needs to be rebuilt, but roadblocks have been lifted in a bid to kickstart reconstruction. Anthony Stewart reports.
It took just 10 minutes for an out-of-control bushfire to level Yarloop in January. 7 months later, the historic mill town in WA's southwest is finally reopened to the public.
I think it's another step forward in us recovering for everything that we've lost in Yarloop.
Emma Reed's home was one of 181 buildings reduced to rubble by the inferno, which also killed two men. She's been living in the nearby town of Harvey ever since.
Been pretty hard, and it's still pretty hard. You know, you have some good weeks, but then you have a meltdown. So it's taking a lot longer than I ever thought that it would, but I have kids, so you sort of got to stay strong for them and try not to have too much of a meltdown because they're suffering also.
This afternoon, the last roadblocks controlling access into Yarloop were removed. Emma Reed is urging visitors to show respect.
I think a lot of the people that still live there, I don't know how they're going to feel with, not strangers, but people driving through the town and looking, because some of the places are quite devastated. So I feel for the people that are still there, and I just hope that when people do drive through, they respect the residents that live there, because it's been a pretty tough time, and it's still, for a lot of people, still very tough.
An independent report into the fire produced a scathing assessment of how authorities responded to the emergency. The government is still digesting the findings. The focus for now continues to be the $12 million clean-up. Ken Michael is the state recovery controller.
Some 43,000 tonnes of waste have been deposited. So we're talking about a huge amount. So we're very confident that the area of asbestos has been satisfactorily addressed and other contaminants and disposed of and made safe and habitable for the residents. So I think they can be assured that they can go in quite comfortably and start to think about where we go from here.
The decision to reopen the community is designed to allow residents to begin the rebuilding process.
We've still got a bit of work to do on the clean-up, but we believe that can be safely managed. We're very keen to make sure that we can allow people access so they can start planning for the future. There's a transition, I suppose, in the next month or so, probably over the next month, we've got the workshops, we have the town hall and public open spaces to look at, but we're assured by our environmental consultants, Department of Health, that'll be safe and manageable so people can return. They can start planning in conjunction with the Shire what they might want to see on those properties and the rebuild can start.
Some residents whose homes were not destroyed have persevered in the town. Ron Sackville runs Yarloop's post office.
It quite dramatically affected our business, so I'm really happy that we're opening up again and people will be able to come and come to the shop and on Saturday mornings and all during the week. We will still be trading on our reduced hours until we get some more houses back in town. But we're up and running and it's all good.
A cloud still hangs over the future of this historic settlement. The government is finalising what public buildings will be rebuilt and many residents are yet to decide whether they'll return.
I think people are starting to accept, you know, that the town will be a lot quieter, you know, until things get rebuilt again. I think the atmosphere is starting to relax a bit now that they know that the roadblocks are going and it's one step of normality is coming back.
What about the scars that have been inflicted on people because of the destruction of their homes? How long do you think it'll take for those wounds to heal?
Maybe for some people, never. I think being country people, I think they're a little bit more resilient, you know, to these sorts of things. But it does take time, and I think it's going to be at least 2 or 3 years before that feeling, you know, starts to change into really optimism.
Yarloop resident Ron Sackville ending Anthony Stewart's report.